We've discussed many, many a time that Lomdus and Chasidus are not disciplines that are two varied approaches in Avodas Hashem, but really they're two sides of the same coin, propelling us to understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and becoming closer to Him. We have a beautiful Mesaira that I heard from my Rabbeim, who heard from their Rabbeim, that goes back to Reb Chaim himself. The last link before Reb Chaim was Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, and possibly even Reb Yoshe Ber, who at Reb Chaim's Seder, Reb Chaim had asked, they heard him ask, what is the difference, it's the Minchas Chinuch's question, what's the difference between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, that there is a unique independent mitzvah on the night of Pesach to tell over the story? Isn't there a mitzvah every night and every morning for Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? What's the difference qualitatively between those two mitzvahs? How could one say that one is fulfilling a new mitzvah, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, if you already said on the night of Pesach, Kriya Shema, Ani Hashem Elokeichem? Is it just an extension of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Reb Chaim said no. He said there are three distinctions between Sipur and Zechira. And those Yesodos are going to propel us to a very important component in Avodas Hashem. A component that we haven't discussed in the past. And that is, Reb Chaim explained, if you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, the Rambam delineates three differences between Sipur and Zechira. Number one is that it's done b'derech she'elo u'tshuva, question and answer. Number two, in contrast to Zechira, which is simply a statement. Number two is, it's maschil b'gnus v'sayim b'sherach. There's a narrative, there's a story, there's a drama that's being created by Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that doesn't exist on any other night of the year. And number three is that there needs to be props. Matzah, maror, and Emir Tzeh Hashem one day, the Karban Pesach as well. Kol shelo omar shlosha dvarim halelu bepesach, and we point to the matzah and the maror. Those things need to be there. This, Reb Chaim said, is the difference between Sipur and Zechira. The essence, my Rebbe, Reb Braunspiegel, added when he said over this Reb Chaim, is that the goal of it is to bring the child to the point where they are involved. And the goal is to the point that liros es atzmo kilo em yotzu mimitzrayim, to visualize themselves. Our talk today is about the power of imagination. How essential it is in understanding our koach hadimyon, our ability to imagine, in terms of Yetzias Mitzrayim, our Avodas Hashem, in the first week of Pesach. Reb Braunspiegel said you have to capture the imagination of the child, and this is one of the three most important ways, narrative, not sheer a lecture where you're speaking to them, but rather questions that are there on their heart. Apsachlo, you open them up, shelus u'tshuvas. A drama, a narrative, stories, sipurei tzadikim, and ultimately props. All of that, Reb Braunspiegel argued, to add onto the Yesoda Reb Chaim, was to bring us to a point of chayev adam liros es atzmo kilu yatzo mimitzrayim. But Rabosai, we're not talking now about chinuch. Because this halach, or simply about chinuch, this halach is not only in regards to a father speaking to a son. The Rambam says that if there is no child there, there's only one adult, he is supposed to ask and answer himself. And the essence behind that, if I could add a little bit to what my Rebbe said, is that every single one of us is the child that my Rebbe was speaking about, that the Messiah told us that Reb Chaim was describing to us as the essence of education. And therefore, in this time of preparation for the Seder, preparation for Pesach, we have progressed from Parshas HaChodesh, where we discussed over a week ago that we are reborn, we're new children. We said that we don't live one life of 120 years, but we become a new entity, a new Metzius in Parshas HaChodesh. To pull ourselves out of the Memteh Sharei Tuma, we could actually recreate ourselves. And now, as 2 weeks have passed from the beginning of Nisan, then we become like a child, 8 or 9 years old. Curious, imaginative, and that power, Koach HaDimyon, is in many ways the key to Klal Yisrael. This past year, I read an amazing story about connected to the Ptira of Ramesha Weiss Zatzal. The name might not be familiar to all of you, but more will be familiar with the name of his son, Rav Asher Weiss Shlita. What I did not know is not only Rav Asher Weiss a great Pesach, but he has 7 other brothers. And when they sat Shiva, there were 7 different Mizrachs, the walls in the shuls where the rabbi sits that were empty when their father, Rav Moshe Weiss, passed away. How did he merit such a thing? An amazing story. Obviously, the story is important. It's a small piece, but a very important piece. Rav Moshe Weiss' parents were killed by the Nazis, Al Kiddush Hashem. He survived and he became close in the camps with the Klausenberg Rebbe. After the war, the Rebbe said to Rav Moshe, "Let's go, we have a mitzvah. There are corpses all around. Every single one of these bodies is a meis mitzvah." And they went and they took every body and attempted to give it an appropriate tahara and an appropriate kavura. Now can you imagine, here's a young man, about a teenager, who got married in the same displaced person camps where my grandparents were, Ferenwald. And he was looking forward to building a new life, trying to recover the little bit that he had left of his family. And after a week of doing this, he turns to the Rebbe and he says, "Rebbe, I am so close to you, but at the end of the day, I need to move on. My life can't be surrounded by corpses and meis mitzvah." The Klausenberger Rebbe didn't want to let go. He felt that Rav Moshe had to stay with him. And he said something that Rav Moshe said was one of the only times that the Klausenberger Rebbe Zatzal said this to him. And that was, he said to him, "Please stay with me, and whatever you ask for, I'll give you a bracha." Rav Moshe Weiss didn't blink an eye. And he said to the Rebbe, in a truck full of corpses, he said to him, "I want a bracha that I have children, that I will have children, who will know every single Teisvis in Shas." This is what Rav Moshe Weiss was thinking of. The Koach HaDimyon of Klal Yisrael in the hardest and hardest of times. Rebellia Meir Bloch, the story is told, and I know where this Ktsais HaChayshin is. I have 2 students, Uri David and Aryeh Fisher, who say their uncle has this Ktsais HaChayshin that is sitting in Har Nof Yerushalayim today, a well-known story, I believe it was Rebellia Meir Bloch, went into a store in Cleveland, they asked for Ktsais HaChayshin, the store owner said, "Wait a second, let me go upstairs," and he dusts off a Ktsais, and he says to him, "I'm selling you the last Ktsais HaChayshin in America, this is probably between 1945 and 1950. The last Ktsais, there's no one learning Ktsais HaChayshin. Now, Baruch Hashem, go to Beis Medrash Gevoa. How many Ktsais HaChayshins there are? Go to Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. How many Ktsais HaChayshins there are? The Koach HaDimyon of Klal Yisrael. The power to imagine. That is the essence of Pesach. Reb Tzadik HaKohen points out that Mitzrayim, the Bechina of Mitzrayim, comes from the word Meitzar, and that is a boundary, that people are constricted. People are constricted by their lives. They're constricted by the Yetzer Hara. There is no assumptions. With the Koach HaDimyon and the power of imagination, a person could dream to be great. A person could dream that their child know every Tosis and Shas, and then if they really have the Sheifa, they're Mechaber to a Rebbe who guides their children, Mechaber to the Bracha of Tzaddik, and then these things happen. But it requires the Koach HaDimyon, the ability to imagine. And therefore, ki'ilu hu atzma yotzam imitzrayim, the avoida of Pesach is for a person to be able to imagine. Imagine backwards, to desire and to aspire to imagine for the future, for greatness in the future. And no one, absolutely no one, is detached from the possibility of greatness. Ishal pi nishmasov, ishal pi madregasov. But let's go a little bit deeper based on Rabbi Tzadok in the Resisei Loila. The power of imagination is a double-edged sword. Dimyon, at its core, Rabbi Tzadok writes in Mechsheves HaChorutz, imagination is detached from reality. The ability for a person to imagine has components to it that is negative as well. The shorish of Amalek is Dimyon. Moshe Rabbeinu represents the antithesis, writes Rabbi Tzadok, and that is the ability for a person to have clarity. So on the one hand, imagination is necessary. The first night of Pesach is a time of imagination to pull oneself out of the Sharei Tumah. But at the end of the day, that's a component. It's not the only part of the Avoda. In fact, Lel Pesach precedes the first night of Sfiras HaOmer. Because the first night of Sfiras HaOmer is where we go past the Koach HaDimyon. Says Rabbi Tzadok in Resisei Loila, there are two parts to pulling ourselves out of Mitzrayim. It's the Meitzar, which then goes to the Yam. Yam represents Yam HaChochma, counting towards Kabbalah HaTorah. Torah represents clarity. You know, a Koach HaDimyon could bring people into negative places. Two examples of how detached an unhealthy imagination could be. First, make fun of myself. When I grew up, my dream was I was going to be the first Shomer Shabbos shortstop for the New York Yankees. Derek Jeter beat me to the shortstop part. There still hasn't been that Shomer Shabbos. Koach HaDimyon could be a good thing. You can imagine for good things, you can imagine for bad things. More than that, we mentioned in the past, there was once a psychiatrist that was sitting in front of three patients. And you know, it's tough to work in a psychiatric ward. He asks one of them, he says to patient number one, what's 3 times 3? The guy says, Tuesday. It's like, oh my gosh, this is going to be a tough day. Turns to the second and he says, what's 3 times 3? The guy says, 1,000. Turns to the third and he said, what's 3 times 3? And the third fellow says to him, 9. He says, great, how did you figure that out? He said, what do you mean? I subtracted Tuesday from 1,000. It's 9. Just because you get to the right answer, there is a process. The dimyonos of a person are sometimes crazy, even if he gets to the right answer. And lo zu derech haTorah, Torah takes the power of imagination, and the embodiment of this is Yosef HaTzadik, who Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen writes, is one who is able to go into Mitzrayim b'koach haDimyon, yet be able to take all of the good inside of his bones, the Atzmos Yosef represent, the Messiah of the Shalshelas HaAvos, that come out of Mitzrayim, and ultimately be Mamshich the Messiah, even in a place of Dimyon. But the only way we could do that is if Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who takes out the Atzmos. Notice the pasuk. When Yosef HaTzadik asks his brothers to take out his bones in the end of Bereishis, V'halisem es atzmo isay mizeh, you will raise up my bones, mizeh. He doesn't even say the word Mitzrayim. You know why? Because Mitzrayim is Zed's Dimyon. something like this. Rapam used to say that the word whatchamacallit is a bad word because a person hasn't thought it through. A life of whatchamacallit, when they speak, they say that Rabbi Reisman said to him, Rebbe, what's wrong with the word whatchamacallit? It's just a chocolate bar. All right, it's not Chol of Yisrael. He said, Yisrael, you don't understand. Whatchamacallit is a sign that a person didn't think through. The Kolach HaTorah gives a person a clarity. It's Moshe Rabbeinu, who represents the aspeklaria shalmeira, the clarity. Torah gives clarity to one's dreams. And therefore, Rav Tzadok writes, we go from Meitzar to Yam. Yam is Yam HaChochma. And how does the first week of Sfiras HaOmer end? It ends with Kriyas Yamsuf. The Yam HaChochma, success in Ruchnias, success in Torah, see so far, if a person begins with that Koach HaDimyon, but allows that Koach HaDimyon to be connected, to be Mekushar, to be connected to something that's clear. It's not enough to dream that you want your children to know every Tosas and Shas, but you need to be, as there's a new song, Rebbe, 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 Mevilen Zich Mechaber Zayin Tzedir, that Ramosha Weiss is Mechaber to the Klausenberger Rebbe, who is Mashpia on the next generation. The she'ifos can't be she'ifos in a vacuum. It has to be mechuber to a yam ha'chochma. And therefore, Sfiras HaOmer only begins after the night of Dimyon, after the night of imagination. And with this we conclude. And that is the responsibility of every single one of us to dream, to exercise that Kolach HaDimyon as a child, but to become more mature. Lel HaPesach is a Lel HaShimurim, a child that's protected, but we need to mature. Mature towards Kabbalah HaTorah. If a person has that aspiration, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yiso, travel. The Yam Suf looks so daunting, you're going to drown in the Yam HaTalmud? No. If you go in and you put yourself up to your mouth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to split it for you. Beis Hashem, we should be Zaycha in this next week, to go mikoach hadimyon, to kriyas yamsuf, to be zoche to taste from the yam hachochma, and to come closer to a true Kabbalah HaTorah, where our dreams are no longer dreams, dreams that take place in Mitzrayim, but Moshe Rabbeinu takes up our bones. Just to add a little bit more, Yaakov Avinu leaves Mitzrayim right away, because Yaakov is emes, he can't tolerate being buried in Mitzrayim. Yosef HaTzadik is connected to the Dimyon of Mitzrayim. He moves his way up through the channels of Paro, but his atzamos, the atzamos that we don't break on Pesach, ve'etzem le'sishperu bo, they remain intact. The atzamos of every person can't be undermined by the Koach HaDimyon. They need to be connected, Mekusher, to the Rebbe, to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Aspaklaria Shom Ira. May be zeicha to Mimikadei Shem Shemayim, and be zeicha to Kriyas Yamsuf on the way to Nasa V'Nishmat.